And good morning, everybody. Still not morning in some parts of the country. It's way into the morning in other parts of the world, so how about just hi? And happy Easter, everybody. Now, Dr. George Pratt and Peter Lambrou, I hope it's not Lambrou, but it might be, I'll clarify that in just a moment, they have already transformed the lives of more than 45,000 clients with combined expertise of 60 years, helping people resolve emotional blocks and achieve success. Dr. Pratt has been a guest on Larry King's show. He, chairman of psychology at Scripps Memorial Hospital in La Jolla. He's on the staff. And his new book is Code to Joy, the four-step solution to unlocking your natural state of happiness. And I think we could all use a little bit of that. And he joins us next on Coast to Coast AM. Well, welcome onto the bridge of the mothership, Dr. George Pratt. And tell us all about you and your background and what kind of issues you work with and all of that stuff, because your book is excellent. In fact, as I got into it and began doing some of the things that are suggested that the reader do, I thought, if I'm going to get any deeper to this, I probably better have a phone consultation with him.
Well, we certainly do this, John. Thanks for the kind comments on Code to Joy. We're excited about it, too. My background is I've been a clinical psychologist for quite a while, a little over 30 years, so even though I feel much younger than that. And my goal has always been to help people in the best way. So when I first started working with people, I used tools that were cutting edge at the time, hypnosis and some other tools, because they worked better than standard tools at the time, regular talk therapy, although I certainly did that too. So that working with the subconscious turned out to be very, very helpful and was very successful. So then we built on that. I did a couple books on the subconscious and then also took that to helping people excel in both sports and business. The first one was on becoming healthier and learning how to use your subconscious to do self-hypnosis and things like that, which were very nice. The previous book to this, Instant Emotional Healing, Acupressure for the Emotions, Peter, and yes, it's Lambrou. And we did a book on teaching people how to do some self-healing techniques actually using the body's acupressure system, which sounds pretty interesting. And that is a very useful tool. Now, what we've done in this book, Code to Joy, and it's Code to Joy, the four-step solution to unlocking your natural state of happiness, is to really incorporate everything all at once. We're using the conscious mind that we're very familiar with, the subconscious mind that actually controls about 99% of our functioning, and sort of the missing ingredient for quite some time is using, it's called the human biofield. It's using the electrical circuits of the body along with everything else simultaneously. So what that does is it gives you the opportunity to make very rapid shifts, in a very powerful way. Larry King was nice enough to write the introduction to the book, and I think this is the only one he's ever written an introduction for. So he was pretty thrilled with this. I ended up on his show 4 times. I hope it's not because I was confusing, but because he liked some of the things that I had to say. And then I had a chance to work with Larry and to work with some of the staff, helping unblock them for different issues. So what this technique is, we are using this biofield. This biofield is a little blend of using acupressure points in the body as well as other energy centers in the body. Those that have studied yoga, they've heard of chakras, these energy circuits in the body. We can use those and activate those through visualizing and through other methods. And we put all of these tools together and we deal with something that is dealing with, we call it the fog of distress. It's a blanket of fog that, it's like a blanket of fog that surrounds us that we don't even know that there's a problem. It's often undiagnosed, untreated, unspoken, but it affects us. It affects us from living our life fully and to be really being happy. We have these problems, but we don't acknowledge them, or subconsciously we have them, but consciously we might not identify them except by behavior. I'll give you some examples. This fog of distress results in our past being stuck in many ways, so that people feel unloved, guilty, ashamed, fearful, or unsafe. And these kinds of problems, if you think, well, gee, at times I don't feel worthy, or I don't feel lovable, or I feel bad at times. These are natural feelings, but these are some of the basic beliefs that interfere with us being happy. So what we have to do is we teach people how to go back and clear the origin of these events and take them off your hard drive so that you can make room to create a more positive life.
Understand.
Yeah, so that's first you have to clear the negative. The nice thing is it's now with new technology, it's very easy to do. And so that's why Larry liked it. And then I've done this sort of thing for very extreme problems. We're not covering these in the book, but all the way from kidnap cases where people are actually restored to a tremendous level of functioning in about 90 minutes, which under traditional talk therapy terms, that would be unheard of. Somebody that I saw for 45 minutes crashed his plane and was upside down on a runway with fuel pouring over his body while sparks were flying.
Oh, perfect.
To get the jaws of life out there. But he thought he was going to be incinerated. So imagine the degree of post-traumatic stress from that.
Yeah, they say the only time you have too much fuel is when you're on fire, you know. That's a rough spot to be in.
That's beautifully said. So it works for very severe problems like that. But most of us have not been upside down in an airplane or been kidnapped. Most of us have had events in our lives when we have not felt accepted, or we've had challenges growing up, and we've had an unfortunate love experience. These things accumulate, and now people have a method to clear those actually very easily. So we're really excited to bring this. We've evolved this over a long time trying to make this much easier. So the goal is to help people feel safer at a subconscious level, feel safer, more worthwhile, more a greater sense of personal power, more lovable, a greater sense of trust in themselves, a feeling of, you know, I am good, and that, and feeling connected to people.
Let me ask something, Dr. Pratt.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you see the people who have problems that are already defined. They may not even know what they are, but last hour I made the comment that really nobody gets away with a perfect life. Everybody's going to have some sort of they're going to have some issues. That's just how it is.
Right.
But what percentage of people have you been able to get an idea of how many what percentage of people out in the general population, including the ones that don't come to see you or
right,
to see anyone for help? In other words, how many people out there have these self-limiting emotional problems, and how do these things limit them?
That's a really good question. I would say all of us have this to a certain extent. It might turn up in situations when we're just feeling stuck in some way. This is another way of looking at all of this. People are stuck in some way. And these tools are really an opportunity to move from being stuck, moving through these blocks, and moving beyond avoidance. might be as simple as procrastinating. And when you really have negative things happening, but you are postponing taxes, it's the opposite of, as you kind of pull back and retract and shrink, people are stuck in past setbacks. This is a way to clear powerfully the past setbacks, install new positive programming, and put yourself out there. So it helps you to feel free to succeed at the highest levels. So this is very helpful, obviously, in business. This is, I'll give you an example. Have you ever, I know you must be busy with the radio show, but do you ever watch MTV?
Not a long time.
Okay. Me either, but I did watch this episode. There was a client of mine that I can mention because I ended up on his show doing this. Rob Dyrdek has a couple television shows on right now. He is an iconic skateboarder, entrepreneur, and doing fabulous financially, helping other people, and a nice guy, funnier than heck, and extraordinarily successful. The two shows that he has out right now, one is Fantasy Factory, and the other one is Ridiculousness. Anyway, for an episode of Fantasy Factory called Banging on Fools, he called and he said, George, I want you to do what you did to me. You unblocked me for my success. I was holding myself back, and you helped me to earn about 1,000 times more than I was that I was making. I want you to do what you did to me, to my co-star on the show, Drama, who is his cousin. So that was the episode. And what I did was a version of what I'm talking about from Code to Joy. And this was a combination of using some subconscious imagery, a little something that I'll talk about in a moment, to identify what's going on pretty quickly. It's called neuromuscular feedback, and it has to do with the organization of electrical energy in our body. And there's a, I'll get to that in a moment. And so we shot the episode down in my office, and this fellow, the cousin, who was pretty lost, he was, his character was his reality, which was he was not motivated. He hadn't found a passion. So we did this one treatment, and so the episode is Drama kind of finding himself, and he took off like a rocket, and he went from nothing to Rob wrote a quote for the new book, and he said, by the way, he made $12 million last year. So from zero to $12 million, even if it's gross, for starting a business line, by unblocking subconscious feelings of feeling like he can't trust himself or that he is powerless or that he is not worthy. That's what happens when you take off the brakes subconsciously. And that also happens whether it's health issues or interpersonal issues, so that if people were raised with in a family where there was not much love shown and they don't know how to open their heart to connect to someone, that's learning how to do that can change their lives just by removing that barrier, which is something that's pretty simple to do.
You know, Dr. Pratt, the feelings of like self-pity or lovelessness, if that's a word, I think I just might have made it up. Are these things, lovelessness.
Yes.
Are these things disguised as something else which prevents a person from even knowing what they're suffering from?
That is a brilliant question, because what happens is we have events in our life and we have a subconscious mind. The amount, this is kind of interesting, we can identify this now. The ratio of the power of the subconscious to the conscious mind is 1 million, The ratio is 1 million to 1 in terms of the number of neurons firing per second. So it's the estimate is between 20 to 40 million neurons firing per second at the subconscious level to 20 to 40 neurons firing per second at the conscious level. So it's a factor of 1 million. So,
wow.
So the subconscious is incredibly powerful. What happens is when you have a issue that might have happened long ago, your subconscious is so powerful that it's always associating back to that issue. It's running a program all the time, and it's called resonance. So you're in a situation, let's say a woman goes out on a date with a new guy, and he's a very nice guy, successful, nice-looking, and she's running a program from her childhood where her father was nasty to her, and she notices subconsciously, his eyebrows remind me of my father. I have to get away from him. But consciously, she's thinking, wow, he's really nice, but she's got a gut feeling. She is literally of two minds. We call that the flea and the elephant. The flea is the conscious mind. The elephant is the subconscious mind. So just think of it this way. If a flea is on an elephant and they're going for a walk, if the flea wants to go to the beach and the elephant wants to go to, you know, inland.
Guess where we're going.
Yeah, and that's the effect of the conscious mind is the flea. So once we recognize that, and once we recognize that these past events not only get stuck in our subconscious, but they get stuck in this field of energy around us. So we have the meridians, we have these energy centers in the body, and then we also have this electrical energy that surrounds us, that is extends, it can even extend beyond farther, but pretty strongly to about the size of a spacesuit. So this electrical energy, you know, when we go to the hospital, we have EKGs, EEGs, EMGs. Well, the same kind of thing. We have electrical activity and we have polarity. Yale Medical Research in the 1940s identified all living organisms have polarity, a north and a south pole, and actually our technique in the book utilizes this. And what happens if your polarity, which is the north and south, is out of whack, it creates a sense of self-sabotage. Now, the nice thing is that can be corrected in about 2 minutes with a simple technique. And so there's a number of techniques like this. Back to your original question. So you have a particular feeling. What is happening is you're identifying a specific feeling, but your subconscious is scanning for everything related to that, anything that kind of resonates with that. So it will pull up other factors associated with this. So that can be challenging. The good news is when you do a treatment on an issue, when you treat it, it has a ripple effect because of that resonance again, and starts clearing and improving other situations. I'll give you another example from the book. We called him, I know the real name, so I'm happy to make sure I don't do that.
I'll tell you what, but before you do this, doctor, sure. because I want to hear a nice long answer. I know the audience does too.
Sure.
But would you just quickly, we have about a minute left before we have to take a hard break, but would you define resonance for us?
Resonance is a similarity. It's a state where one, it's almost like you have, you're plucking an E chord on a guitar and you have another guitar sitting across from it and that E chord begins to vibrate.
Okay.
It's not being plucked. It's an inductive resonance. And that's the way feelings work too. And that's the way your subconscious works. So it can help you. And that's what we want to do.
Very good. Well, let's pick up with that story that you wanted to tell us about when we return with Dr. George Pratz, Code to Joy on Coast to Coast AM. We're talking with Dr. George Pratz tonight. Everybody's felt a little vapor locked at one time or another in their lives. I want to ask Dr. Pratz a little bit later on, are there any normal people out there at all? I mean, is there any way to do this on your own, or do you really need to go to the mountains, so to speak, and find someone that you can I was going to say strike a resonance with, but anyway, the theme for the remainder of the program is nobody gets away with a perfect life unless you work on it a little bit and you can make it maybe not completely perfect. Where would be the fun in that? That could translate into just abject boredom. Life is problems, how we deal with them and how they wind up cemented into our minds and affect, not only our world, but the worlds of everyone who comes into contact with us. That is the question. The book is Code to Joy, the 4-step solution to unlocking your natural state of happiness, and we will rejoin with Dr. Pratt in about 2 minutes here on Coast to Coast AM. Stand by. Dr. Pratt, you were going to talk a little bit about an example of a resonance.
Right, because we were talking about with resonance, that can amplify early traumatic events. Also, with other resonance, it can help you start doing a treatment, and it can help several other issues. Let me give you an example on the editor that worked with us on the book, David. When we started, I said, just give me a problem and I'll demonstrate the technique. And he said, I did go through a divorce. And I said, okay, so I did a little process. He says, yeah, that feels better. And I'm usually used to hearing, wow, that's unbelievable. But he said, yeah, that does feel better. He said, I wasn't particularly worried about it. And then he called me back the next morning. He said, something bizarre happened. I felt different afterwards. But he said, I've always had a problem with directions. And he said, I was here visiting another author in Rancho Santa Fe, and the rental car doesn't have a GPS. And when I start hearing directions, I start to go into another dimension. And I have never been able to take directions in my whole life. And he said, that just completely went away. Without a GPS, the problem dissolved, and we didn't even work on it. And I said, well, that's interesting. And it's because of this resonance image. Because I said, then we did a little more talking, and we identified, I said, okay, when... And we were then meeting in the afternoon, and so I was doing this process. It's called neuromuscular feedback, which I mentioned earlier. It's when it's an interesting phenomenon, uses the electrical circuits in our body. When you say something that's true or congruent, all the muscles in your body are about 5 to 15% stronger. So you can, and this has been around for some time. So I was able to identify with him the year, how old he was, when this belief started getting in the way. And he said, age 5, he said, my parents had taken me to England. We were going to a play. They went to get tickets. I was standing by them. A woman came over and took my hand and started leading me away. And I didn't quite know what was happening, and two English police officers came over and politely escorted the woman away and returned me to my parents. They were very close. And you know what? He said, I have never been able to deal with direction since that time until yesterday when we had cleared that issue about marriage. Which is pretty interesting, I think. Let me give you one other example of that.
Please.
A fellow identified as Steve in the book, a very successful businessman. He is famous for not being able to sit down and have a meal with colleagues. He would call ahead so that the meals would be ready. He'd go in with his wife and either eat quickly or pick up the food. And so I had him in the office, and his wife said, this is driving me nuts. Would you please get to the bottom of this? So we did a little this muscular neuromuscular technique. And so it took about a minute or two to identify, and it was an age. And I said, anything special happen around age 10? And he said, my parents moved, and I had to go to a new school, and I had to sit alone And because I didn't know anyone else, I was ridiculed and picked on and humiliated. And so we corrected that. And his belief that we corrected was that he was not safe. We changed, we cleared the negative of not being safe and that whole association to he is safe. And his wife then told me the next week that for the first time they sat down and had a leisurely dinner together. And then he said at the same time, he said, you know, Georgia, was a strange thing because he had been struck by, lightning had struck the roof of their house long ago, and he had fallen off the roof in that whole melee and had back pain ever since, and the back pain completely resolved after we cleared this issue of being ridiculed in school as the new kid. That's what happens when you go in and start clearing these subconscious programs.
Now, when you talk about back pain like that, is this something somebody could shoot an X-ray of and see there's a problem there?
Well, he was treated. They did have to fuse. I forgot what exactly they did to the spine, but he had rehabilitated, but he still had lingering pain perception. The lingering pain perception cleared. He'd already had full functionality.
Gotcha.
So, and that's usually what we see. If people have had accidents and they're having ongoing pain perception, if you go back to the original trauma and clear the original trauma, most usually you can get about a 50% reduction in pain perception by just going back to the original source.
I've got some pretty obtuse questions for you, but I'm just going to toss them out there, and you just go, sure. Come on, pal, pull it back a little bit, then I will. But this is a compound. This is what I call the John Wells shotgun out the back door question.
Okay.
It seems like so much of this is rooted in childhood.
Yeah.
How much emotional trauma can a person sustain before they're beyond pulling back from that precipice?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. The answer is really unlimited. Let me give you a very good example, and let me talk to you about the capacity of the human being to recover. Peter and I trained a medical missionary that then went to deal with the 1994 Rwandan genocide of victims, and then after that, there was a team of people using, this is called energy psychology, where we're using the body's energy system to help heal the mind, where people are tapping or they're doing something to create feedback loops to the brain. And what they did is they had a group of about, let's say, 50 children that had seen their families killed in front of them, if you can imagine that atrocity. They gave them one-hour treatment, and they gave them a test that looks at the severity of post-traumatic stress disorder. They gave them the test, they gave them the treatment, they gave them the test again, and the 47 out of 50 cleared the post-traumatic test. But more importantly, at a year follow-up, they were still clear. So here is the worst thing you can imagine. But what happens is when you have, and this is only part of the tools that we're using, when you clear a trauma, when you clear, and by the way, we talk in the book about major traumas, which we call asteroid hits. It's like when the asteroid hit the Earth and darkened the sky and wiped out the dinosaurs. Those are the really big ones. But the ones that are even more difficult are the micro-traumas. They're the everyday sorts of things that build up, and we don't even know they're bothering us until they create this fog. It's much like the dust that was in the air after the asteroid strike. But it's even more problematic because we don't know we have it. So that's, you know, what happens is it's just so subtle. That's why it's so dangerous. So What happens is with these techniques, the effect can be so profound and so rapid that when you combine them, they just are really empowering for people. So if it can help with the trauma of seeing that kind of disaster and create that kind of effect, and also let me put in a plug for a professional organization that I've been on the board of that I just retired from. It's called the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology, and it's www.energypsych.org. And they have lots of interesting materials, and they're a very excellent group.
How do we spell psych?
P-S-Y-C-H.
Okay.
.org. And they're a source for lots of information. About 1,000 people in there, and they're a great group of people. So I just want to say good things about them.
Energypsych.org.
Right.
Yep. Let me ask you this, Dr. Pratt. Something like a Rwanda thing. That's a meteor. That's an asteroid hit for sure.
Yeah.
But just taking it down to just the everyday practical, just the pedestrian level stuff. For example, why does one encounter with a rude person linger all day for most people? You know, it's like out of 100 compliments that you get, the one you remember is the insult.
That is the power of the subconscious. We're right back to that resonance, because your subconscious is scanning your entire history for the times when somebody said something bad to you. Now, the usual ratio, they used to say, it takes 5 positives offset 1 negative, but it takes usually about 15 in my experience. But what you're doing is, you know, you're going back to childhood and even in adulthood, scanning for all of the negatives for the events. Now, the nice thing is you can go in on, let's say that happens, and you're finding your mind compelled to recirculate this issue. You go ahead, and we've got 4 steps to this technique. And you identify what belief you're going to work on. We have 7 basic ones. And then you do a clearing program that just follow the steps. And so there's 2 basic things. You prepare the body. If we have time tonight, I can even do a treatment if you like over the phone. You prepare the body to accept the treatment, and then you do this repatterning, which is actually doing the treatment, which is very pleasant. And then you anchor the treatment so that you don't have to repeat it usually. And so imagine what that does to self-confidence, which is usually one of the biggest limitations in being successful.
Well, you know, I'm after 30 years of your being involved in these studies and in practice, I'm just trying not to step too far over the line here, because you know what I mean? Well, does a person become stronger, or do they rationalize their problems away, or is it a true understanding, or is it actually wiping the hard drive?
Well, what it does is let me give you an example. If you have, let's say you have an asteroid hit, something just that is so powerful.
Just devastating.
Yeah. But remember, devastation is individual. It's
right.
What you and I, what might be devastating to you might not be for me.
Gotcha.
Here's one. Let me give you an example of Claudia from the book. This would be devastating to me. 14-year-old Claudia, she goes to school. She comes home. Her mother and her sister have moved away with no forwarding address. They didn't tell her. Can you imagine being abandoned by your mother and your sister?
No.
No one. That's an asteroid hit. So what happened in working with her, had her think about the event, took her through the identify, clear, repattern, and anchor. And by the way, what happened, she was a very successful web designer, but she kept self-sabotaging. And, really what was happening is guilt. She felt guilty, and guilt seeks punishment. she was repeating what had happened to her with people abandoning her. It was she was stuck in a pattern. So what happened is treated her, and so when she thought about it, about the terror of that, it was on a 0 to 10 scale, it was a 10. Gradually, as we worked on it, and this is in a 45-minute session, it got down to a 0, where she could sit back and relax. She had the logical awareness, but without the emotional component. So it's a little bit like unhooking a locomotive from another car. It was, she could talk about it, she was balanced, and then we installed positive thoughts about her, that she's capable, that she is loved and is loving. The mother received some treatment, and they did reunite. She did stay with friends for 2 weeks until the mother was identified. But if you can imagine that, so what happens is, it's not just making it better. The emotional traumatic moment is neutralized, so that when you're thinking about it, you reach for it, but there's really nothing there. It's neutral. And then you install the positive thought, so you're capable, you're worthy, you're lovable, and that becomes your new reality. You still have the memory, but there's a disinclination to go there because there's nothing there. You were talking about, you know, in a way earlier, creating a perfect childhood. Nobody's had a perfect childhood. One of the chapters, one of the portions of the book is creating a perfect childhood because nobody's had one. And you can actually use this process and go back and tune up your own childhood and your adolescence and your adult life to be the way that you want so that you can have the most outstanding life.
So you sort of break the resonance string.
Right, and you remove the emotional strength. You neutralize it. So if something that is terrifying to you all of a sudden wasn't, and you could look at it, understand it, kind of float above it, see it in a different light, feel empowered, worthy, deserving, more capable, and on any issue, imagine if you had nothing holding your back from anything that's ever happened to you in your life, from people insulting you or someone moving away and not telling you. So this puts, and you asked how many people are normal. Well, you know, life is a normal distribution. It's a normal curve. And this book is for the average person that doesn't need to see anybody because they're, you know, it's nothing that is so dramatic that it needs professional attention, but they'd like to improve the quality of their life. They'd like to remove that fog of distress, and they'd like to enjoy happiness at a deeper level and peace of mind and greater love and joy. So this is for the person to clear those things up on their own, using, you know, new technology that is exciting, and Larry King seems to like it.
Well, all right, I'll tell you what, we're going to have to take ourselves a little break here. That was a really fast hour, but when we come back about breaking this this thing I made up, this breaking the, well, you made it up, but I mentioned this resonance string, how this is done, do some people resist, and why they resist, and do some people really not want joy in their lives? And what do you do with that? We'll continue with Dr. George Pratt when Coast to Coast AM continues.